Welcome to the number one fintech news podcast by Marcel Van Oost, connecting the dots in fintech.
Hi, welcome to another episode of our daily fintech podcast. The news highlight of the day is Moss integrates with Klarna Cosma, powered by Cosma. Moss's customers will have real-time visibility of their liquidity anytime, allowing finance teams to produce more accurate reports. Breaking news, Revolut CEO at Slush. Tech scene facing hangover. We're back into the swinging mood, says Nick Storonsky, who expects that it will take 2 or 3 years for the industry to recover. The CEO believes the venture capital industry needs to reinvent itself and move away from crowd mentality. FTX ownership of a U.S. bank raises questions. Farmington State Bank became tied to FTX in March, when Alameda Research invested $11.5 million in the parent company of the bank, which has a single branch and until this year, just 3 employees. Fintech News. Paysa turns to Thought Machine to power its payment offering, deliver modern financial services, and launch new products for European SMEs. Tink launches Balance Check, a feature that enables account balance verification supporting both businesses and consumers during a time of economic uncertainty. The Saudi central bank Sama has granted a license to a new payment technology firm, Tweak, to offer e-wallet services in the kingdom. This is part of Sama's role to promote the development of the financial technology sector in order to ensure its stability and growth. Digital banking news. Azerbaijan Central Bank prepares a roadmap for open banking. Sahib Hasanov, head of IT division, said, "We believe that open banking will contribute to the development of financial tools, as well as to the economy in general." Clear Bank CEO plots European launch and M&A as profitability is reached. The CEO wrote its 2 employees to mark the fintech's profitability and set out his direction for the coming years, including details of European expansion. Partnerships. Checkout.com partners with Xiaomi to optimize the payment experience in Hong Kong and Macau. The partnership will enable Xiaomi to greatly simplify the payment process to support its global payment strategy and developmental goals. UOB Evol cardholders can now offset 100% of their electricity carbon footprint for free by charging SP Group's utility bills to their credit card. Done deal. Atoa raises $2.2 million to take on Visa and MasterCard. The startup is bidding to bypass the card giants and claims that its system slashes the cost of accepting payments by up to 70% and ensures instant payment. Pivo powers up Nigerian freight carriers with a bespoke digital bank and gets $2 million in seed funding. The startup intends to use the funds to upgrade product offerings and wants to expand into East Africa. That's all the news for today. Thanks for listening. Tune in on Sunday for another Daily Fintech Podcast.
Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you tomorrow for another episode of the number one fintech news podcast by Marcel Van Oost, connecting the dots in fintech.